This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Immigration was one of the big issues that drove British voters to want to leave the EU. Remember, workers there can move freely from country to country, and no place in the EU has embraced migration more than Germany, which has an aging labor force. Germany also took in 1 million refugees last year. I went to one area in Germany last week to see how they're being brought into the workforce. On the assembly line at a Mercedes truck plant in Wörth, Germany, Katrin Schnurr, who works for Mercedes, shows me an engine dangling on a giant metal chain.
He's preparing the frame right now, and then what they're going to be putting in the engine.
Oh, wait, is that... So that's an engine being lifted up, and then it will get dropped into the frame?
Yes.
The man we're watching is named Wasim. He's 40, a Syrian refugee who fled Damascus 2 years ago. We're not using his last name to protect his family.
I live wunderbar here.
Everything is fantastic here. I'm extremely satisfied with my time here, except today I'm very unhappy because tomorrow is the last day of the program.
That's the voice of our translator, Kate Herrstein. The program runs for 14 weeks. Wasim and 300 other refugees are working at Mercedes plants across Germany. They're from Syria, Iraq, Eritrea, Somalia. The training isn't really about learning to make a Mercedes. There's no guarantee of a job afterwards. Though the refugees can apply for formal apprenticeships once they meet Germany's work standards. It's more to get a taste of being in the workforce here. The refugees make minimum wage for 3.5 hours a day and learn German for another 3.5. And they've been sent to the plants by the German government job centers. The program is funded both by Daimler, Mercedes' parent company, and by the German government.
Hi. Lizzie?
Yes.
Aisha, welcome.
Aisha Osbabashan runs the integration office in nearby Stuttgart, and it's her job to help outsiders settle here and find work.
That means language courses, provide language courses, sports, cultural activities, and of course, the access to a labor market, which is a very hotly debated issue.
45% of people in Stuttgart were either born abroad or are the children of immigrants. Traditionally, they've come to Stuttgart to work at the big companies here, like Mercedes, Porsche, and Bosch. Recently, Germany's right-wing and Eurosceptic party, the AfD, campaigned on opposing immigration. But since the Brexit vote, support for the AfD has dropped. Some 9,000 refugees have settled in Stuttgart over the past year. And Aisha Osbabashan, who is a Kurd originally from Turkey, says one of the small pleasures of her job is using her own life story to show them a path to succeed here.
They are just saying, we are so proud that someone of us is working for the city administration. And I wish it also for my children that they get the same chance as you did, as your family did, to start a new life here and to be an important part of the society.
She says she has multiple identities, Kurdish, Turkish, German, and a very important one, European.